Now I'll read one last one. There's an epigraph. This poem is called Sounding the Lake. There's an epigraph from Thoreau, and he's describing plumbing Walden Pond, measuring the depth. And he says, it's very deep. This is a remarkable depth for so small an area, but not an inch of it can be spared in the imagination. The one cloud in a blue sky is also the one cloud in the lake. The feeling of something to be distrusted, that cloud constantly reinventing itself. In long light, minnows move like stars in shallow water. Who can calculate the light years from fish to fish? You're living your whole life with someone who is more important to you than skin. I watch the white boats shift lakeside to lakeside. But the cloud in the lake is more beautiful, its shimmer, in which I constantly mistake myself and fall in. This is how it is with you and me. I would rather be the lake filling the silent yawn of the earth where trout move through clear water. I would rather be the trout or the dream of the trout, the spasm of cloud in the trout's brain. Oh, anything but this feeling, which is what breaks me, friend, when you enter.